This is May 27, 2018, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is entitled Being Fed a Narrative or an Alternative Gospel. Being Fed a Narrative, an Alternative Gospel. The Blue Pill. A human that is blissfully ignorant, not aware of the true nature of the matrix. That's the blue pill. The red pill. Accepting the truth of reality even though it could be harsh or difficult. The Lord said to me, never be afraid of the truth. You will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Blissful ignorance will lead you like a lamb to the slaughter. That's the bunch. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to see nothing. Don't tell me nothing. I just don't want to know about it. That's the problem with our world. The Lord said, okay, blissful ignorance will lead you like a lamb to slaughter. Okay, we're going to look at the food trap. This is where in 1994 the Lord started my ministry with the food trap. I went on prime time out there. Bless that old goober's heart. Went out there, talked about the food trap, and then it wasn't 2 seconds. Well, I know what I'm supposed to eat. My doctor tells me what I'm supposed to eat. That's the truth. This is what the Bible says. Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse 10, and Jesus called the people to him and said to them, listen and grasp and comprehend this. It is not what goes into the mouth of a man that makes him unclean and defiled, but what comes out of the mouth, this makes a man unclean and defiles him. So Jesus was saying it's not all this external stuff, it's this internal stuff. I told you I saw a lady, I guess it was on Sid Roth. It was one of the, in their archives, and there was a lady, and I thought, man, she, yeah, kindred spirit. When I heard what her book, the title of her book was, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. I thought, boy, you got it, sister. You pegged it right there. I thought that was really good, what she said. Okay, verse 17. Jesus reiterates here. Do you not see and understand that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the abdomen and so passes on into the place where discharges are deposited? He's going, food is in and out. Food's not causing all this other stuff. Food is in and out. But whatever comes out of the mouth comes out of the heart, and this is what makes a man unclean, defiles him. That's why the devil's fed you the narrative. Oh, if you eat that, this causes that. And you better not eat that, or it'll cause this. Why? He don't want you to know the truth that it's your mouth. He saw God create. He knows. But he feeds you a lie, because he don't want you to know the truth. Because he knows if you get a hold of the fact of your faith and you're decreeing, his, you know, what's grass and your lawnmower. I'm telling you. If he knows, if you get a hold of the truth, he's gone. He's out of here. He has no more power to use against you. His only power is deception. He couldn't tell a truth to save his life. We ought to know it by now when the devil comes with his lies to know he's a liar. Duh. Liar. Liar? Then why do we act like we believe him and it's true? People are reacting all over this planet. But whatever comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this is what makes a man unclean and defiles him. The heart's the production center of the earth. This is how we manufacture our things, by faith. And if what you're saying is defilement in there, you're going to get what comes out of there. Either way, Light or darkness? How do we start this today? The teaching on light and darkness. For out of the heart come evil thoughts. Oh, there we are. There's the battlefield. The thoughts. He's trying to promote a narrative, propaganda. He wants you to believe a certain way about everything so that you will not believe God's word. That's why we have to renew our mind with God's word. So that when he does come, we can say, you're a liar, and I resist you, and he'll flee. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, reasonings, disputings, and designs, such as murder, adultery, sexual vice, theft, false witnessing, slander, irreverent speech. These are what make a man unclean, defile him, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean or defile him. Paul had something to say about this. This is Romans 14. It's what you believe, not what you eat. Read 13, because it really kind of goes with this. It says, then let us no more criticize and blame and pass judgment on one another, but rather decide and endeavor never to put a stumbling block or an obstacle or a hindrance in the way of a brother. So he's talking about our motives here. I know and am convinced, persuaded as one in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is forbidden as essentially unclean, defiled, and unholy in itself. But nonetheless, it is unclean, defiled, and unholy to anyone who thinks it is unclean. And he talks about a brother, if he's pained because you're eating a shrimp, and he's said, you don't eat shrimp, you know. He said, Paul just said, I won't eat shrimp in his presence, but when I get on down the road, I'll have my shrimp cocktail at the next restaurant. I'm trying to walk in love and not offend my brother. The food is immaterial. And he said, I'm convinced there's nothing unclean of itself. But he was dealing in a time where they were doing a transition from the law to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. They were no longer the rituals of the law, but they were now free. And so there was some conflict. I mean, we saw what happened with Peter when he called him out. See, that's, you know, it was a big deal. A big deal. Because Peter knew the truth. God had shown him a trance of the unclean animals, and he told him, eat them unclean animals. Well, no, Lord, my whole life I've never touched anything unclean. And he was trying to say, there's no unclean race and no unclean food. Twofold. So they accept the Gentiles, and they wouldn't go put Judaism on them. That was the purpose of that. Okay, two biggies. All right. It's what you think. That's propaganda. I have to tell my Penny story again. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Walked into Penny's one day. Was buying undergarments. And this is back when the breast cancer campaign was just beginning. And it was just a little display in the lingerie department. Now it's everywhere. And it's, you know. And I was standing in that line, and the Lord said, Satan's propaganda. Awareness campaigns. What does it make you aware of? The disease. I still want to have a word awareness campaign, and I want candy cane striped things. Maybe one day the Lord will allow me to do that. I've had that for a long time. We need word awareness campaigns. We don't need any more disease awareness campaigns. Propaganda warnings that set the narrative. The Surgeon General, his warning. I just picked one because there's so many. The Surgeon General warning. Smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, emphysema, and may complicate pregnancy. Quitting smoking now greatly reduces serious risk to your health. Warning, Will Robertson. That's the way it is. I mean, you could go, if you go and look at this, you could copy off all day long all the warnings. In fact, I had thought of one that was so ridiculous. Let me find it. This is a narrative that's being set. It's something that the devil's pushing on you. Here's the Texas Department of Health right here. Due to possible salmonella, this is just salmonella contamination. These are, look at all these pages and pages of different things that you shouldn't buy anymore. And it might cause all these different kinds of foods. This is just March right here. This is March. All this is just March. All of it's to feed fear to a person. They can't eat these things because of lead, or this might cause salmonella. And it tells you all the foods that you should not eat and should be aware of, the fact that all these things cause all these things. This is the way people live. All right, food politics. This is the food propaganda makes us sick. Food politics and food propaganda is making us sick. From the early days of margarine in the 1950s to the paleo diet of today, we're being led led astray by food propaganda. An article by Margaret Wente, this is May 17, 2014, in the Globe and Mail points out the absurd logic upon which our food decisions have been made. Saturated fat has been such and has been evil for generations. Avoid the marbled steak, the butter and the cheese. This has been stamped into our brains from birth. Now, an article in March 2014 in the Annals of Internal Medicine found that saturated fat does not cause heart disease or raise cholesterol. You remember that? When everybody's getting rid of the fat? I remember Daddy. Our dad had some heart problems, but it wasn't because he really had heart problems. It was because he had a heart problem, like holding grudges and unforgiveness. I remember that. He came over to the house. He was so dry, his legs were bleeding from scratching because he had no oil in his body, because you couldn't have any fat. You couldn't have anything, you know, everything had to be low fat, to where he just drained his body of any kind of natural oils in his body to keep his. And I handed him a bottle of, it was like flax oil. I said, take this every 4 hours, and it cleared up. Enjoy the barbecue this summer. The next evil is salt. Fear of too much salt has been drilled into us from the time we were in kindergarten. Health Canada limits us to 2,000, however many per day, and the American Heart Association, 1,500 mg per day. A study published October 2013 in JAMA Internal Medicine concluded that low sodium intake under 2,300 milligrams per day is not recommended. So one's saying, don't get too much, and it's saying you have to have this amount. We seem to be hardwired to consume between 3,500 and 4,000 milligrams of sodium per day. Vegetable and raw foods have been promoted as ways of decreasing the incidence of cancer. But according to Harvard's Walter Willett, diet and cancer are a very complex issue. It is not certain that raw foods will prevent cancer. They don't even know they're rearing from a hole in the ground. I mean, in 10 years, it'll change. It'll swing back. The pendulum goes like this all the time to keep you in confusion about everything. And the truth about it, I've seen many videos about the truth about cancer. I really haven't investigated it that much, but I did look into vaccinations, inoculations. I know it started with me because I feel like inoculations is what killed my little dog. Because they tell you that the inoculations, their aim in the inoculations is to poison you, and they talk about the things they put in them. I mean, we're talking fertilizer and all kinds of weird things, and that's why these little kids give them 6 and 7 shots at a time. They end up dying, killing them because of it, you know, the poison and stuff they put in there. Some of it is to control population. The other part of it is to keep you just sick enough where you have to have drugs, because drug is a big money, big pharma. It's big money making. The drugs, you might even be taking sugar pills and don't know it, or rat poison and don't know it. See, this is how God protects us. We pray over our food, and, you know, if we drink any deadly thing, it meant poison there. In Jesus' day, they poisoned people. So all this stuff is going on and you're thinking this is doing me good, but no, it's just enough to keep you addicted, to keep you not feeling good, so you keep coming back, you keep buying the drugs, and they keep making money off of you. I'm telling you, it's a racket. Whose racket is this? I mean, I could go on and on with all of this about the lies of the devil. Okay. Warning, Will Robinson. I remember that robot. His arms are going, warning, Will Robinson. I'm going, warning. Oh, well, you know what to say. Romans 8. We shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay, Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and death. Jesus could not die, but he made the decision to lay his life down, and he did it by faith. I don't think even John on the Isle of Patmos, you know, they tried to kill him, couldn't take him out. He did finally, I think. I heard something one day say that he actually was martyred, but I don't know that. I thought he just died a natural death. I mean, there comes a time you just get ready to go. Like Paul said, I'm embracing it. I'm ready to go. But he was old. He was like in his 90s before he went. They tried, but they couldn't do it. And if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he raised up Christ from the dead will also restore to life your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So we're going to have to draw upon the word of God. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all these things shall be added to you. Putting the word of God first, doing his business first. Okay. I want to hand these out. Jackie, if you'd hand that to Danny, I'd appreciate it. These are those longevity scriptures. What's age got to do with it? Yeah, these are all longevity scriptures, so instead of reading all of those, we'll just let y'all, you know, do that. Okay, you can go ahead and